Coronavirus has wreaked havoc on the physical health of Marylanders, as well as the economic health of our state. And among the industries hardest hit is childcare. The National Association for the Education of Young Children conducted a COVID-19 survey. They found that 33% of Maryland's childcare programs would not survive closure lasting longer than 2 weeks without public investment to help compensate staff, pay the rent, and cover other fixed costs. 20% of providers say they would not survive a closure of any length of time without this support. So if half of the state's childcare providers are permanently shuttered when the pandemic ends, parents will either turn to unsafe and unregulated care or have to forfeit returning to work at all. This poses a major roadblock to getting all other industries back on track. Thousands of childcare providers are keeping their doors open during the COVID crisis to help parents who are also doctors and nurses, grocery clerks and delivery drivers, researchers and policymakers, and dozens of other essential jobs to keep working. But if immediate steps to protect and sustain childcare are not taken, we have grave concerns that the economy will suffer, and so will our children and grandchildren. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.